New collabs, items, mythics, and our first teaser of the Marvel season. Let's break it all down. Hopefully you're lucky enough to find the latest mythic, a lightning guitar with powers you would never expect. When you play this instrument, it'll launch you into the air, which is already pretty cool, except this leaves behind a trail of lightning that your teammates can use. It's one of the first mobility items in history to work for your whole team. And so while you're in the air, you gotta come back down, and that's why you could crash land straight into enemies. This is part of Season 3's massive crossover. Riding on Lightning is a clever Easter egg for this, but before we dive into that, someone has entered the Icon series for the first time since February 2023. Nick K30 is finally in the game after years of waiting, and his set is full of details like a pickaxe which reacts to opponents. Nick's backflink tells you to never back down, unless you start taking damage. As your HP drops, it'll change to never what until you're on your last health and must never give up. The best part, if you use Nick's crown emote, it usually looks like this, but pair it with the outfit and it says King A30. You'll love to see it. Congratulations, Nick, this is awesome. One of the cool secrets in the update is a weapon that took everyone by surprise. You can now find a tow hook cannon. It's a grappling hook that attaches to moving vehicles and it lets you surf around the map. In a last minute panic, you might find yourself shooting this at an enemy and it does like 100 damage. I wouldn't recommend it, but it can deal a ton of damage to walls, the more you know. Make sure you head to the center of the map because a secret POI has been added, teasing our next major collab. It's a small outpost with a pirate ship, although it's kinda sinking. It feels strange, but some fans are getting a ton of deja vu from this, reminding them of a famous scene from where? That's right, Pirates of the Caribbean. Now this place makes way more sense, and while we'd write this off as an Easter egg, it is actually the next Fortnite crossover. With challenges that reference black flags hoisted high and ships in the distance, Jack Sparrow is coming to the game in July. The buildup has officially begun, and you don't even have to wait for our next big crossover, as Metallica is now in Fortnite. Headlining the festival season 4 pass, you can get your hands on the entire band, from James Hetfield to Lars Ulrich. They have two emotes themed around their music, along with a ton of jam tracks and Puppet Master versions in the item shop. I gotta admit, I wasn't expecting these to be so customizable. Of course, there's also LEGO versions, but what most fans are excited for is our first live event of Chapter 5. Metallica is bringing a concert to Fortnite as soon as next week, letting us experience Fuel, Fire, and Fury on Saturday, June 22nd at 2 p.m. Eastern. The stage is based on the real-life M72 World Tour, so there's details for hardcore fans, along with songs that any casual listener can enjoy. Now, today's update also revealed our first teaser for Season 4, and it's hiding on the map right now. Just on the outskirts of Reckless Railways, fans have walked through grass only to find a futuristic object just standing here. It appeared out of nowhere, and only true Chapter 2 fans will know exactly what this is. Back in 2019, these were Rift Beacons that eventually summoned POIs like Gotham City, Pandora, and most importantly, Stark Industries. Yep, this is the Iron Man version, which went on to create the whole Marvel season which blew our minds, and it's here on the map again. It's officially confirming that in August, we are about to embark on Part 2, and I'll be honest, I didn't expect a teaser this soon. The insane reveals keep coming, as the update has also dropped our first look at a long-awaited partnership. As early as June 17th, you'll be able to unlock a Fall Guys Bean as a backbling. They also turned Big Yeetus into a pickaxe, which fans are already saving up for. Just a taste of the full crossover, and I cannot wait. But a collab you could appreciate right now has changed Loot Island for the first time in 2024. Metallica has taken over the POI, completely redesigning it to be a stage, and in order to capture it, you can now emote to speed up the process. Your reward is the classic conductor hand cannon, but also a mythic lightning guitar. Okay, but my personal favorite detail happens when you visit the cave. As you walk in, you'll be rewarded with 10,000 XP for visiting the memorial, as you explore and find a beautiful tribute. Cliff the Mall is paying respect to Cliff Burton, the original bassist of Metallica who passed away in the 80s. You gotta appreciate this from Epic. On a lighter note, one of the most anticipated items of Season 3 is finally here, an item which is gonna help the car problem massively. Since day one, fans have been desperate for a solution to the vehicle meta. We all had the same idea. What if they brought EMPs back? It would be a game changer for stopping cars, and Fortnite's response was, well, here's some boogie bombs instead. This proved to be more chaotic than anything, with players zero dashing around while dancing and spamming cars with it over and over again. It was a nightmare. Luckily, today's update has finally brought some balance as EMPs replace boogie bombs.